Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Thank you for being here with us today. Besides helping to empower seniors and people with disabilities, the Southeast Alaska Independent Living Program also provides customized group training to develop leadership and teamwork through outdoor adventures. And Sales Challenge Course recently reopened. And so we are going to have Emma Van Ness here from SAIL to tell us about this year's new season. And it's really the first year that it's fully operational. And Emma is director of SAIL's ORCA program, which stands for Outdoor Recreation and Community Access. So, wow, that's a mouthful, but it seems like that's a big part of what this program is. So, Emma, last year you had sort of a soft opening. And what is different about this year?
Yeah, this year is more of a hard opening. Last year, we really just reached out to groups we thought would be a good fit and partners that we already had relationships with. But this year, we're really pushing to get all of the Juno community out there. It's an awesome opportunity to build teamwork in a way that doesn't feel super forced. And so, it's just more of a hard opening and we have more experience and we're more confident. So those are the big changes.
Well, you kind of think of SAIL offering direct services to people, assistance to seniors, people with disabilities. And this seems like kind of an expansion of what you are doing. Why offer these outdoor adventures?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's really unique to have an outdoor recreation program as part of an independent living center. And the reason why that is because we believe outdoor recreation ties into our core services really well. So people have the opportunity to feel empowered, create peer support, and create accessibility, which is really great out at the ropes course, just because it's a fully inclusive and accessible place, which I feel like is often, they're not often perceived that way. But we have all of this adaptive equipment to make sure that everyone is able to participate and feel empowered and included, which is really important to us.
Well, I imagine that you gain a lot of expertise in working with people with disabilities and also just kind of general problem solving that could benefit everyone. And so is this an opportunity for you to share some of what you know about working with people and reaching goals and overcoming challenges with the general public?
Yeah, that's another great question. Kind of contrary to what most people think, our SAIL Challenge Course is open to everyone, so inclusive of folks with and without disabilities. And that's a core belief within SAIL, too. We really just want to create inclusive spaces where everyone is included. So that's a core focus of our Challenge Course, and we're really excited about the opportunity to host everyone, rather than just folks with disabilities, because we believe it creates an even more inclusive space.
So paint me a picture of what someone might do if they had one of your team building classes. And I guess you do kind of design them for groups specifically. It's not a one-size-fits-all program, I understand.
Yeah, exactly. So if someone wants to come out to our course, they have a conversation with our team and we figure out what the goals of the group are. So that can range from our group has just met and we want to develop team bonding. We want everyone to get to know each other, all the way to we've been working together for 5+ years and we want to figure out ways to make our group work even better together. And then going from there, we determine the level of adventure the group wants. So out at our SAIL Challenge Course at the Eagle Valley Center, we have the opportunity to do low elements and high elements. So that's nice, because for folks who are maybe a little bit afraid of getting high up in the air, we're able to stay on the ground and do really fun ground elements. And then if the group is feeling more adventurous, we also have high elements. And we created two more since Saga ran the course. So now we have a giant swing and the staple climb. And I've got to say, it doesn't really even feel like you're super focused on team building, because it's so ingrained in what you're doing. So I really appreciate it, because it never feels really forced.
Just quickly, can you tell us where the range is located, at your operating hours, and how people can find out more?
Yeah, so we're located out at the Eagle Valley Center near Amalga Harbor. You can book with us on our website at sailink.org. And we're open Monday to Friday, basically any time, Monday to Friday, but not open on the weekends.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You'll have to come back and tell us more about this at another time when we can talk a little more at length. I really appreciate you coming. Emma Van Ness with Sail. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thanks. Have a good one.